He's always been my hero since he was little. Today, he's an officer and gentleman, but he's been so far away and I've got terminal lung disease. I just wanted to hug him again.
She's the hero, and thanks to VITAS Healthcare, she's comfortable, smiling, and strong enough to hug me back.
Hospice is time with someone you love. Hospice is VITAS. Call 800-900-9087 or go to whatishospice.com.
He is also leadoff man, one of the outfielders, center, right, left will be decided, and also a player rep of the Chicago White Sox. Adam Eaton, nice enough to take some time out early in the morning in the desert to come on Inside the Clubhouse. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. And I know when you said you'd do this interview, and it was nice of you to say yes, that you knew you'd be rehashing some of these things from yesterday. After the media left yesterday and after you guys got to clear out the clubhouse, anything different occur that made you guys feel any better about the situation, about what's going on right now? Or is it pretty much status quo from when we left talking to you and Frazier and Sale yesterday morning?
I think that we all feel a little more comfortable because all the information is out there. You know, everything that, you know, feelings, thoughts, feelings, and reactions to what happened are out there. Same with Will Roche as well. I mean, he released a statement. You know, Jerry released a statement. And I think going into the clubhouse today, it's going to be a message of, all right, boys, you know, we won yesterday, beat the Cubs yesterday 3-2, which was great. You know, going out there, getting a win, you know, thanks, you pitched really well. I think the message is going to be, okay, let's start playing baseball now. We, you know, we've got our thoughts and feelings out there. It's going to be handled and the best ability of, you know, Major League Baseball and all parts alone. And, you know, let's go play baseball now and you know, have some fun.
Hey, Adam, you said it, that everything's out there, thoughts and feelings were released yesterday, mostly in the person of Chris Sale, who wasn't pulling any punches. One of the things he said straight up was, we got bold-faced lied to by someone we're supposed to trust. Of course, talking about White Sox president Kenny Williams. Do you agree with that?
You know, again, I know that I was going to have some tough questions this morning, and but, you know, I'm not going to comment on it. I think you guys can realize that, you know, what Sale said is what Sale said. We all support him in every aspect, on the field, off the field, in the clubhouse. And I think if you're around our team, you would, you know, you understand that we do. We love the guy. I gave the guy a hug after, you know, what he had to, you know, stand up and say, because he's the leader of the clubhouse. He is the face of this organization, and we respect the heck out of him for what he does day in and day out.
You sat next to Drake LaRoche every day during spring training when he was there. I got to know Drake a lot last year, and, you know, as Robin Ventura said, you know, Drake is – more mature than a few of the guys in the clubhouse. That's how cool of a kid he is. He did say that yesterday. I enjoyed talking to the kid because I felt I got something out of it. I'm sure you and your teammates felt the same way.
I know 100%. I think that I would agree that he's more mature than I am, for sure. He handles situations so much better than I would, especially like this whole situation. You know, just talking to him the last couple of days and how he's handled it is amazing for a 14-year-old. And he's got more time than I do, which is ridiculous too. I mean, he's got more time than half the guy in the clubhouse. You know, you want to talk about experience, and you know, he's been to the playoffs more times than I have. You know, it's amazing how much more how many more experiences that he's had in a big league clubhouse than I will hopefully ever have. You know, tremendous person, tremendous kid. I can't sit here and talk enough about the impact that he's had on myself, our clubhouse, and you know, really just baseball alone. He's been a tremendous addition.
Adam, a report came out from Bob Nightingale in USA Today, late yesterday, and it's in today's papers, that there were other people that went to Kenny. And he didn't name the sources, but that there were some people that weren't comfortable with Drake being in there. How do you respond to that, not hearing a name or having a face to go with that. And how do you guys get around this he said, she said, to where Kenny and the team can come to some type of middle ground understanding?
Well, I think that's exactly what it is. I think it's he said, she said, because I don't know how you complain about the kid. From a player standpoint or a front office standpoint, you know, if you're a front office member and you have a problem to say about Drake, that means that you're in the clubhouse. And, you know, realistically, it's kind of our realm. It's where we, you know, hang out and relax, and it's where, you know, the tightest that we could be is in there. So I think, again, it's here, he say, she said, or whatever it may be, and I don't know how you'd ever.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a great point that it's your clubhouse, and that I think that's something the general public doesn't quite understand. It's the manager, coaches, and players' clubhouse. There's respect for the general manager, the owner, but that there is a clear distinction, right, Adam? That that is your place to go, your place to have the sanctity of privacy among your group.
Absolutely, no, and I think that was another point that Chris had to get across yesterday. Was it is the players' clubhouse. It's this game that we play can be extremely stressful. On the field, off the field, at home, with in front of the media, and when we're in the clubhouse, we're in a safe environment where we can, you know, we can go in the back into a little lobby area and speak upon hey. You know, I just found out my wife's pregnant. What the heck's going to go on? Or, we're just having a tough stretch. What are we going to do to get out of this, boys? What are we going to do? And we can talk in confidence. And that's why it is the clubhouse. And that's why we can, that's why we think it is a sacred place, because it is so special to us. And we can just be ourselves. That's why I think, the reaction that you guys got yesterday was because somebody, I guess, came into kind of our home, and that's kind of what happens, I guess.
Hey, Adam, if there were other players that did come forward privately to talk to Kenny Williams to sort of prompt all of this that went on, a couple of questions. Can you understand how they would probably be afraid to make themselves public at this point, just because of the hierarchy that does exist within any clubhouse in any sport? And can you also understand that maybe there were other players, and I don't know this for a fact, this is just my conjecture, that maybe there are other players who are thinking, you know what, I'd like to have my kid in that clubhouse for 120 games. I'd like my kid to have a locker as well. And obviously, at the end of the day, that would not be practical for every single player to have their kid in that clubhouse.
Did you just answer your own question? I'm confused. I'm confused with your question. I didn't really follow.
Well, is it possible that other players were maybe resenting the fact that Adam LaRoche was allowed to have his son in the clubhouse every day, and they're thinking, you know what, I'd like to have my son in the clubhouse every day as well and have a locker there too, and then maybe they were thinking that he gets special treatment whereas the rest of the players are not getting that?
I don't have a child yet. I don't know if I'd want my child in the clubhouse all the time, to be honest with you. And the reason I say that is just because when you bring your kid into the clubhouse, you involve yourself in everything that is in the clubhouse. And Adam respected that. Drake respected that. For me, it'd be tough for me to bring my child to the clubhouse every day because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the clubhouse that, maybe I don't want them seeing and whatnot. That's fine. That's my own, objection. But I think if anybody wanted to, bring them. And we do. There's not anything against it. I mean, you win or loss doesn't matter. Little Luke Robertson's coming, hauling in the clubhouse and saying, where's the baseball? Let's go to the baseball. He comes up to my locker. I did 0 for 5 with 4 punchies, and he comes up to me and like looks at me like, "Hey, like let's go to the baseball." And I'm like, "All right, Luke, let's go to the baseball." And that's how that's how you have to keep life in perspective. So, if they're jealous or they, I'm like, it's, I don't know, but I can tell you from talking to people and knowing my teammates that it's not true. But again, it's whatever they want to say, they can throw it out there and see if it sticks. But it's not true.
As far as the baseball side of this, you lose a teammate, you lose somebody that you're counting on to help you win. There's a hole there right now. From the baseball perspective alone, how does this hurt you guys, and how do you feel about the situation itself?
No, it's difficult. Again, I think that's the whole, us rearing up. It's just because we are losing a family member, losing a teammate, and a guy that, he struggled his absolute butt off last year, and that's what the huge dig on him in the media is, and that is ridiculous because that man mentored me through one of my most difficult, darkest times of my life when I was in a .180 the first month of the season. And I don't know who to turn to. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know which way's up, which way's down. I just know I'm getting thrown in the fire every day for another offer, and I don't know where to go. I signed this big contract. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know how to deal with all of this scrutiny. I can't look at my social media. I can't even go to the media because it's like I'm just getting tackled and just absolutely crushed. I went to that man, and that man calmed me down and said, you know what? This is how you handle it. This is how we get through this. And he did this on more than one occasion to more than one person. And just because he struggled, he wasn't selfish. He didn't sulk in the corner. He didn't say, hey, I'm not playing real well, so, everyone else can just screw off. That's not what type of person he was, and that's the person that we needed in the clubhouse this year. We needed that person to lean on in June and July when we had difficult times. And whenever we were struggling, we'd go to him and be like, you know what, you've had 12 years in the big leagues, you've had all these accolades, you know exactly what you're talking about, how can we help, how can we get out of this, what do we need to do? And he would have an answer because, again, he's just such a tremendous human being, and he's helped me personally, and that's why I think it hit so hard with me through this whole process, is because he has helped me so much on and off the field, and I think he's helped everybody in that clubhouse on and off the field. So, it's a huge loss for us. We got to, pull up our boots and, figure out a way to get by it and, lean on some of the older guys that we brought in, with Frazier and Lowry and Vila, and lean on those guys a little bit more and move on. With that being said, with all that, we're closer. Bruce, I've told you many a times, we are closer as a unit. We have come together multiple times, especially when this all first happened. I've seen emotions out of guys that I've never seen before and understanding. And like I said, the clubhouse is close to the media and close to the people. We were talking, having a good time, figuring out a way to win that day and get better that day. And I hope people can understand that out there.
You know what, Adam, you helped us, Mark and I, and all the listeners on the Score and throughout the country understand this better, because what you identified just now really hadn't been pointed out well enough by the people in my business, the fact that you guys lost a leader on the team. You didn't lose some guy that just happened to bring his kid to work every day. And with that perspective, I think we can look at this story a little differently.
No, absolutely. And with his child being there, he shows you as a leader as well. Like, I guarantee people with children, again, it's a weird dynamic. It's tough for people to understand, and I understand that. Like, you don't understand a clubhouse. You don't understand that you can't bring your kid to work. I understand that. That's so difficult to wrap your mind around. But Drake was more than just a kid that came to the clubhouse. He did more for people than what we could do for him by having him there, because it's like I said, it's a dynamic that is difficult to understand, and that's why it's been such a strong outreach for us, because we have lost a leader. We've lost a leader in Drake, which is crazy enough that a 14-year-old could be looked at that, but the kid was so tremendous. But at the same time, he made his decision. We're happy for him. We're excited for his chapter, his life. And the White Sox as well. We're going to turn the page. We're looking forward to today. Sales in the mound. We're facing Kershaw. Should be a heck of an event. And I get to play the outfield for the first time. So I'm thrilled about that, being an athlete today, huh? So
yeah, that sounds like a good plan. In closing with you, are you hoping that Mr. Reinsdorf is the final solution to all this as far as regaining the cohesiveness of the organization and the players together?
I think that's going to be, you know, Mr. Eindorf, whatever he decides, what he wants to do. I mean, it's really going to be the cohesiveness of the front office. The team is solidified, my book. I think everyone would agree with that. And the clubhouse with saying that how close we are, how we've been, you know, brought together through all of this. You know, what this Reinsdorf wants to do with the front office, or trying to get those guys on the same page as where we are, then that's what he'll do. But, you know, like I said, I think the players have turned the page. We have, you know, put Brochi, you know, where he is, and happy for him. And we're, you know, going to go out and win ball games now.
Adam, thanks a lot. Appreciate you taking some time out, being the stand-up guy that you always are, and we'll see you out at the ballpark. Looking forward to watching you in your first Cactus League play in the field. It should be fun. I know you're going to throw a couple guys out at the plate today for sure, right?
I appreciate that, Bruce. You guys have a good day. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot. Adam Eaton of the Chicago White Sox taking us even a little deeper into this story.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.